Okay, so why is this so important? One, national security. The AI race might as well also be called the AI arms race. It is absolutely shattering the preconceived notions of national security, of warfare, just as much as the notions of work and all the other technology that we talk about. This plan is absolutely designed to secure American leadership in AI technology, not only in the business sense, but the national security sense, which I, for one, am glad to hear about. We have mentioned in multiple episodes on the show how important safety and security, which obviously includes national security, are to the future of AI. What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, Navigators, back with a huge AI update for you. This is going to affect the entire state of AI, particularly in the United States. So, however we end up using AI as marketers or small business owners or freelancers in the coming years will very likely and very much be affected by today's news. That is the announcement that was made at the White House alongside the incoming President Trump during the inauguration about the Stargate project. So the Stargate project is a massive $500 billion AI infrastructure investment that seeks to build the future technological infrastructure via data centers across the U.S. over the course of the next 4 years. And there's going to be an immediate deployment of $100 billion towards these goals. So this represents a conglomeration of not just the United States government, but virtually all the big companies in tech and AI, with a couple notable exclusions, which we will touch on. So let's break this down into a few different parts. First, why is this so important? And there are two reasons. And I think both of these reasons are entirely agnostic of any politics that might be running alongside the announcement of this project. So regardless of the very real political implications that these inaugurations have for many people, I think the following two points simply cannot be ignored, and I would hope they would not be viewed any differently by partisan politics. My hope would be that regardless of the administration that would have been coming into office today, the Stargate project would have looked the same. All that to say, I know by their very nature, inauguration days oftentimes leave a good portion of the country feeling on the outside. And so I hope if there's anybody in the audience who might be feeling that way today, that they can forgive us highlighting the politics of AI in today's episode. Okay, so why is this so important? One, national security. The AI race might as well also be called the AI arms race. It is absolutely shattering the preconceived notions of national security, of warfare, just as much as the notions of work and all the other technology that we talk about. This plan is absolutely designed to secure American leadership in AI technology, not only in the business sense, but the national security sense, which I, for one, am glad to hear about. We have mentioned in multiple episodes on the show how important safety and security, which obviously includes national security, are to the future of AI. So it's meant to protect the national security interests of America and its allies, particularly in maintaining a competitive edge over China and their incredible rate of AI innovation. So, national security. Next is the economic impact of AI. And this we've talked about a lot more on the show than the national security aspect. Most of the time, when you mention economic impact in AI, it's often discussions about job displacement and the end of jobs, which are completely valid. In this plan, the Stargate project is very much designed to combat while embracing that job displacement and to support a U.S. reindustrialization or reskilling of the United States into this AI era. And we talk so much about reskilling and how important that will be to business owners and freelancers. And let's be honest, at this point, to all citizens and all workers in general. And with that reindustrialization, the project seeks to create hundreds of thousands of new jobs as well. So, in an ideal world, and what we also often talk about on the show is how economically beneficial and just how much wealth and prosperity a super intelligent or just a generally intelligent AI system could create. So, ideal or not, the Stargate project definitely aims to start this journey to this globally beneficial economy. Okay, next let's talk about the key players and participants. The lead partners are SoftBank, who will bear the financial responsibility of the Stargate project, and OpenAI, who will bear the operational responsibility. Initial funders or equity funders, so the bankrollers of the project are SoftBank, OpenAI, Oracle, and MGX, which from a very cursory research or search looks to be a subsidiary or a sub-company of NVIDIA. And that brings us to the technology partners, the strictly tech participants in this endeavor, which are Microsoft, NVIDIA, Oracle, which brings us to our technology partners, the tech participants in this endeavor, being Microsoft, NVIDIA, also Oracle and ARM, which is apparently a top semiconductor manufacturer. And names that I don't see on this list are any other of the key AI players other than OpenAI, Microsoft, and I guess NVIDIA has started taking leaps and strides into the software side of AI and large language models, not just the hardware. But you don't see Google and you don't see Apple, two very key absences in my opinion. Okay, let's talk about in practical terms what the project actually looks like. The initial build out will be starting in Texas, and this is basically taking the form of multiple data centers to build out this infrastructure across the US. And again, is being delivered with a promise of job creation. Essentially, these sprawling networks of data centers represent a computing system that will be built and operated through this collaboration between OpenAI and Oracle and NVIDIA, all of which builds on existing partnerships. So when you talk about the historical context of this project, it actually goes back quite a ways. You have the OpenAI-NVIDIA collaboration since 2016, the OpenAI and Microsoft Azure partnership, OpenAI powering much of Microsoft's AI capabilities, and then the recent OpenAI and Oracle partnership as well. So this really evolved from early plans between Microsoft and OpenAI for a giant investment into supercomputers and supercomputing, which has now led to this very, very scaled up plan from the original vision, bringing with it $400 billion additional dollars in investment in these new partners that we just talked about. So lastly, let's talk about the leadership structure of the Stargate project. Masayoshi-san, the CEO of SoftBank, has been appointed as the chairman. Sam Altman, the OpenAI CEO, will be leading the operations. And then Larry Ellison of Oracle is involved as a key technology partner. So there's so much yet to be seen and to be determined about how the Stargate project proceeds. We've talked so much about the need, though, for aggressive leadership in AI and true collaboration. Hopefully this collaboration we're seeing nationally will also be expanded to our international allies. So if you really are a believer in the potential of AI and what it could mean, of course, for business and marketers and freelancers, but also for healthcare and the environment and society and the advancement and progress of technology, then the Stargate project has got to be viewed as good news. Okay, that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and is so, so super helpful to the show. Also, if you're watching on YouTube, make sure to hit that subscribe button and turn on all notifications so you get notified each day when our episode drops. Until then, and as always, thank you for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.